From the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network and WRAL TechWire, this is Tech on Tap, brought to you by presenting sponsor Johnson Automotive. My name is James Amato, and I lead strategy and business development for WRAL TechWire, and this is our partner spotlight, where we highlight the organizations and brands who make WRAL TechWire special. This week, we're highlighting mobile forms company Device Magic, and I'm here with Mike Wellum, co-founder and CTO.
It's good to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
Mike, one of the things we value is rolling with innovative and disruptive organizations. How is Device Magic innovating and disrupting in the mobile technology space here in the Triangle and beyond?
Device Magic replaces paper forms with digital equivalents on phones and tablets. So particularly for people who are working in the field outdoors, instead of filling out their forms on paper, they can do it on their phone or their tablet. So I guess we're disrupting paper in a way where paper is slow, inaccurate, you can't necessarily collect rich data on it, and often your team has to spend hours later, or someone in the back office has to spend time typing it up. When you do that all on a mobile device, as soon as you get an internet connection, it all gets sent through. You can have images, sketches, GPS, and then we can deliver it through to the customer before the guy has even left the site or the store where he was doing his work.
You know, there's so much competition in the tech space here in the Triangle. How does Device Magic view this competitive landscape and differentiate itself from everyone else?
So I actually think the competitiveness is a really good thing. We're building a great ecosystem for startups and tech in the Triangle. It means that if we've got lots of competitive startups and tech companies, we're getting lots of people with employment experience in that environment, meeting lots of people with startup experience, which means that for Device Magic, we can now have a much larger pool of developers or people with tech experience to hire into our team. So I think the competition is actually really good.
I love how you put that. You know, despite the positive aspects of healthy competition and a robust tech ecosystem, finding the right talent can still be tricky. Tell us what makes Device Magic an ideal employer to so many professionals seeking jobs here in the Triangle. And we know there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, no, that's completely true. Device Magic is a fast-growing startup. We're based downtown Raleigh. We have not raised formal capital. So that means we're not beholden to a VC. We can be very customer-driven, listening to what customers want and building out the product based on what we're being told, as opposed to some high-level driven strategy. That makes a great environment for the team because you're working closely with customers, you're involved in a lot of the decision-making, and it's exciting because we're growing. It's also great that we're downtown. We're so close to so many things. As a company, we like to be involved. So I think last week we all went off to a Bulls game. Christmas, we did the Salvation Army thing. So it's a great place to work. We've got a great culture. Obviously, we pay competitive salaries and benefits because you have to in this space. Otherwise, you're just a non-starter. And a lot of people like the idea of working in a smaller team where you can make a difference.
Let's take a second to give a special shout out to our presenting sponsor, Johnson Automotive Group. I get the question from time to time on why a car company would sponsor a tech podcast. Simply put, Johnson Automotive doesn't believe in just being an entrepreneur or a community citizen because they don't believe that they're just a car company. Having been in business for over 59 years, they are committed to innovation, disruption, and community impact. So thanks, Johnson Automotive, for sitting in the front seat of innovation, for being our presenting sponsor, and for supporting innovation in all its forms.
So Mike, you've worked in other tech startups in the past. What are the most significant challenges tech startups face, and how have you navigated those challenges with Device Magic?
So this is actually Dishon and my second mobile tech startup. The previous one we started in South Africa, which is far away from everything. So we struggled a lot to find anyone with startup experience, find devs, find any sort of capital to raise. So we learned a hard lesson there around actually getting a product and a startup going. And we took that from there and built Device Magic based on the lessons we saw there. So we pushed really hard to get the product in front of customers as soon as possible to get the feedback. we try to avoid raising, you know, a huge bunch of capital and then learning 8 months later we've built the wrong thing. We also moved here because we felt this was a great environment to find fantastic people to join the team quickly. And actually, Device Magic, the genesis of that was seeing what our customers in that previous startup were building with that technology. They were one at a time building apps that replaced some parts of their paper forms. So we thought, let's just build this once, build it better than everybody else, and then everyone can use it and have a better experience than everybody bashing together their own one.
Mike, as a company that works with clients from all over the world, how does Device Magic intentionally invest in our local community?
Yeah, so we have customers in at least 60 countries across all sorts of industries, from oil, gas, utilities, construction, retail, even things like breweries and funeral homes and the International Red Cross. So that's one of the exciting things about being at Device Magic, is you get to interact with all these different industries. Given all of that, we still like to build our teams here because it's such a great environment to work in. We've got access to three phenomenal universities with talent. We love having interns. I think we've got three at the moment over summer, both marketing, sales, and engineering. So we like interacting with students. Some of them end up working for us later on. And being downtown is a fantastic place to work. So it's, yeah, and we spend way more money than we should at the local restaurants and things like that. So yeah, I think that's how we invest locally, and because we love being here.
I love it. Mike, we value calling our audience to action with tangible to-dos. What is something you love to call the Triangles tech and business community to do?
So I think keep growing as we are, because things are growing really nicely. We're building lots of startups. We're seeing some exits and acquisitions. Lots of people are getting experience. And small business is what fuels jobs, not just by hiring them, although that's a huge part, but all of those small businesses need to access local services. They need to commercial real estate to work in. They've got to eat. And so as the tech and innovation community grows, it helps fuel everybody in the area to grow as well. So I like how things are going, and I think we should just keep it up.
Well, there you have it. Thank you again to Device Magic and to Mike Wellum. Mike, we're proud to stand with you as a TechWire partner, and thank you for being a part of our partner spotlight.
Thanks, James, for having me on.
Appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much, guys, for listening to Tech on Tap. This has been a production of WRL TechWire, part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, and brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Johnson Automotive. If you like the show, we'd appreciate you giving us a review and sharing it with your friends. We appreciate 5-star reviews only. We appreciate all reviews, but five-star reviews. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening app. Thanks for listening. And until next time, stay wired.